Another year comes to an end for the week. Was it what you wanted it to be for this class?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was a really good opportunity this year to, you know, we had the four draft picks here from this year's draft class to get to know them a little bit on the ice, off the ice. It's your first real initial contact with them. So, I mean, to get them for a week in Winnipeg and see what they're like on the ice and in the gym, away from the rink and, you know, the nights we go up for supper and the personal settings, I think it was pretty successful.
Maybe run us through this year's guys like that and what you learned from those guys individually.
You know what? It was just nice to talk to the kids and get to know them off the ice, you know, see how they are in our settings. You know, getting to see Henry a little bit, you know, Henry Nikkanen on the ice and getting to see him, his skill, his, you know, he's a big body, skates well, stuff like that. And then talk to him off the ice just to understand how good his English is and joke around, have a little fun. All the players from Newton to Blaisdell, it was just good to be on the ice with them and be around them.
What about Ainola, Jimmy? What kind of personality does he have?
Who is that, sorry?
Ainola.
Seems very quiet. Seems, you know, you have to ask him questions to talk to him a little bit. And very, he looked a little nervous and stuff like that. But that's typical of any 18-year-old kid that comes here. But, I mean, you see him on the ice, you see the way he skates and moves the puck, and it was pretty neat.
You mentioned Blaisdell and Neaton. Those are, we've got a chance to talk to them this week.
Yeah.
Both big personalities and really outgoing guys.
Yeah.
Where does that come from? There's some confidence there, I guess, already instilled in them.
Yeah, confidence, but that's, I think there's, you know, that's some of today's kids too that have that confidence and that, you know, demeanor in them and stuff. So it's good to see and you like that lifestyle.
Both their dads had some experience in pro hockey too, which maybe growing up in that family could, it's not a negative, I guess.
No, that's a positive. I think anytime you have hockey in your bloodlines or anything like that, it's a real positive.
Mikael Burden is another guy who you've obviously watched now progress over the years and another big personality.
Yeah.
But what have you maybe seen in his development here in these different camps?
You know what? I think for a guy like Mikael, the biggest difference for me is how much he's integrated into the group and how much his personality, how much the guys like him. You know, like the other day at breakfast, we're sitting there, he gets up and he makes shakes for everybody. He's going around and pouring at everybody's glass. He wants them, you know? So, like, that's just those are the type of kids, the outgoing, the character, the those kinds of things you want from people, and he's doing it and he has it.
You talked about how Alex Burmistrov kind of took him under his wing a bit when he first joined the organization, didn't know a lot of English, and he's kind of doing that a little bit for Andrei Chibisov now this week, and I guess that's the... You'd like to see that with
Yeah. And he knows it too. He's made some great comments about how the tables have turned now, and now he's the interpreter, and he's joked around, and he's a really good character. He's a good kid. It's good to see.
How about Lodo? He seems like he's the kid that was signed for 3 years, and he's, you know, Paul even suggested that he's got a professional air about him already.
Yeah, and you know what? That's the one thing that's interesting, I think, with some of the players that come from Europe that are younger. They've been in the professional hockey for a year or 2 years over there. It's not the college lifestyle or the junior lifestyle. They have a little bit of that pro mentality as far as what the daily routine is and practice habits. And when you're playing at that level against men, it's just a different mentality. So they bring that, which is a good asset to have at a young age.
In years past, you've done some team building things away from the rink.
Yeah,
did a cooking class last year. Anything different this year that you did?
You know what? I think one thing that we did this year, we had a mental awareness session. I think that's one thing that is really positive with young kids today and their openness and willingness to talk about the mental awareness. And you know, we wanted to show them that we support that in any way we can. We want to be proactive, and we're here to help in any way we can. I think it was one thing that some of the kids took some stuff out of this year and was a real positive step for us at our development camp.
Reed Stebbins had mentioned taking a picture with you when he was 5 years old. Do you remember anything about that interaction? Or what does it make you think of when...
I've had
eight
concussions, Weber. Like, you know, what day is it today? You know what? I seen Reed play a few times this year, and I really liked Reed. I thought he was, you know, real effective with the team at UMass. He got great opportunity there. You know, and it was an opportunity for us to, for myself, I talked about it with Reed, to help him understand what pro hockey is like. Like, we've talked about this camp before as not being an evaluation. This is something where we want to teach players our way, our culture, and what professional hockey is, and how we see it. And, you know, he was all eyes and ears, and I hope he enjoyed it.
And they throw the stripes out there, though, and they start calling icings and whatnot, and the goals sort of kind of count. They were ramping up the intensity a bit there in that scrimmage.
I think it did. It was funny you say that, because at the start I was like, oh, geez, this is going to be a no-hitter here, you know. And then all of a sudden in the second half it got a little more physical. But that's summer. You know, that's the way it is in the summertime. You kind of, you know, the coaching staff has done a great job preparing these kids throughout the week of not – just jumping right into full physical practices and help preparing them for the things that they want them to learn about, you know, pro hockey and what they see in their players. And then by the end of the week, they're maybe ready for a, you know, a little faster paced game.
Well, it's human nature too that they would want to. They know that it's you can continue to drill it. It's not evaluation, but they know that you guys are standing up top.
Yeah.
The human nature of, you know, we want to show off a bit.
Yeah. There's that, and then there's the competitive nature too. You know, as a professional athlete or, you know, a high end junior college player, you don't want to back down from anybody. You know, so that kind of takes over a little bit too.
You talked to me about mental health awareness. Have you incorporated elements to recent years about, say, social media and that's something that's become very big, obviously, with this generation. And obviously athletes have a spotlight on them, and we've seen examples where things have come back to bite guys. So is that something you sort of hyper aware of?
Yeah. We try and it's one of the sessions we have, you know, with Scott Brown, talking about handling your social media accounts and you know, in situations like this and stuff like that. We try and help kids understand, you know, it's pressures off the ice as well that you try and, in social media, in media and everything like that, you try and help kids understand how they can communicate their message and do it properly.
And is there, just getting across them, this is a major Canadian market, obviously, hockey is kind of king around here, and the spotlight is bright, right?
Yeah, for sure. And not only, like, it's maybe not in the locker room or around the rink, it's, you know, how you carry yourself and in what situations you're in and things like that, just to be aware of.
You mentioned with Berdine and the shakes earlier in terms of a sign that a guy's growing in comfort and things like that. Are there signs that you look for as a collective with the group? Are there little ways that you notice these guys getting more comfortable with each other over the week?
Oh, for sure. And not only the week, but I think from year to year, you know, you see players come back, you know, to camps that in their first camp they're kind of not saying much and they're kind of watching other guys, which is good because you want them to do that, right? And then they get a little more comfortable and then they know the other kids are watching them, so they're trying to act like professionals and do the right things, whether it's in the gym, on the ice, you know, things like that. So you see it from year to year.
Christian didn't skate today, but nothing too serious there?
No. Yeah, just precaution, nothing.